Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. The South Dakota High School Rodeo Finals are June 16th through the 20th in Fort Pierre, and while a lot of sports and activities have been canceled recently, rodeo has found ways to keep going, and they're still planning on having their state event in a month at this time, but there are some obstacles. Ann Sunderman is Executive Secretary of the South Dakota High School Rodeo Association. Dale Christensen is National Director for the South Dakota High School Rodeo Association, and they're both joining us on the phone now today. Ann Sunderman, welcome. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Dale Christensen, welcome as well.
Thank you.
Ann, let's go ahead and start with you and talk about some of how this pandemic has affected high school rodeo and some of those early decisions that were made, those adjustments to keep people safe, whether it's registering for an event in person or versus mailing something in to the events themselves. How have you responded to some of the challenges, first of all?
Actually, high school rodeo has been very open to the whole process. There has been some guidelines that individual communities have set for their rodeos, and those were different for each facility based on any changes that needed to be made for them to hold the activities at the location, whether it be with their county or their city guidance.
Dale, when we think about rodeo, it's a lot different than basketball or track or football. So walk us through a little bit, how it is different in the sense when we're thinking about a contagion or infection control. Are there advantages that rodeo athletes and those fans and families have that maybe are challenges for other athletes?
Well, definitely, I think so. And the first one that comes to mind is the transportation to and from the event. You know, a basketball game, all the kids travel together on the bus. The football game, they travel together. Basically, any high school activity, they travel together on the bus. The parents all show up, sit in a confined space. Other than track, they're outside. But rodeo, these kids are traveling with their family as a whole, as a majority. But, they're outside. They're all doing their own thing. It's a community event, and we all stand around and visit, but we're outside getting the fresh air, the vitamin D, I guess, as they say. And it's just something that you're out in the environment, and I think that's good for fighting against any virus.
Yeah. How are you working on that crowd gathering and that, family units, obviously, don't have to worry about that in most cases. If they're willing to travel together, then they can be in a cluster. But are there efforts to sort of, and Ann, maybe you can jump in here to encourage people to separate? Is it just, personal responsibility? Are there precautions that can be taken?
Well, you have to take into account, for instance, our state finals rodeo is held on a 55-acre facility. There are rodeo grounds have a lot of room, and nobody really needs to be directly by each other unless they choose to do so. And so we're asking that people take personal responsibility. If they don't feel comfortable, to please stay away, and if they do, to be responsible for themselves.
Ann, have you had cancellations? Has that been people are pulling out of events or different rodeos throughout the state?
We haven't had any cancellations that I know of on an individual basis. We have had a few of our practice rodeos need to cancel because of ordinances within their either county or community. We have had four cancellations and three rodeos that were rescheduled of the 13 of the practice rodeos that we hold.
Yeah. Tell us, Ann, a little bit about the rodeo circuit in South Dakota, because it's one of those sports that some people are all in for and other people don't have much awareness. So talk a little bit about, what kind of events people are participating in. What does this look like if you go to a rodeo?
Well, we're sure proud of our kids. They are all-around athletes. They're usually the ones that are on the state qualifying basketball and football and track teams. They're all-around athletes. They learned a lot of responsibility. It takes a lot of work to go down the road in the rodeo and to take care of your horse and the stock that you need to in order to do so. We have girls events and boys events, and our team roping is an event that both boys and girls can participate in. They are all broke into regions for competition for qualifying rodeos within our state. Like I said, we do have practice rodeos, and then the regional qualifying rodeos are held either in the Northwest, Southwest, East, or River region. If you qualify for state finals, those will be held in Fort Pierre this year, June 16th through the 20th.
Nothing about changing that plan at all has been altered at this point, right?
We have put in some guidelines that will be suggested for those who partake at state finals. And, you know, of course, with safety in mind, and then asking again for some personal responsibility in doing so. But we are sure happy to be able to present this opportunity for the kids this year, because they have had a heck of a year. I mean, us adults can understand it maybe just a little bit better, but we're happy to put some light in these kids' eyes this spring.
Yeah. And do you feel, and we were just talking with a football coach about this, that there is, because the state basketball tournaments were canceled, and, you know, kids remember that. Some of those kids were on some of those teams. Do you go through something with kind of a pins and needles, or a worry? Is there a sense of underlying worry perhaps they never thought before that something that big could be canceled and not really just postponed for weather or for something? Is there an underlying anxiety, Anne?
Well, I think we've all been made aware of that. I hate to say that we've gotten used to things being switched around a little bit, but I do think we have. And hopefully we are forging ahead and that won't happen to our state finals rodeo.
Yeah. Dale, tell us a little bit about the importance of rodeo in South Dakota, because it's not just a sport, it's part of a culture. What can you say about how you've seen it grow and, you know, what it sort of represents right now for the state?
Well, I think right now, in this, in the times we're living in right now, it's representing freedom. You know, everybody's looking at us like, are you guys going on? Even the nation is looking at us saying, man, up there in South Dakota, you guys are, you're just rodeoing. You're going on like nothing happened. Well, technically it's not nothing happened, but our governor has let all of us as a community, as a state, take care of ourselves, you know, use some common sense, self-isolate, which is pretty easy to do out here in the middle of nowhere when you're calving and getting ready for summer, you know, out in the ranching community. And as far as rodeo, right now the junior high finals are going on in Rapid City. They've moved it indoors. They've got some regulations that they're going through out there, but people just want to be back to normal. They want to, you know, whatever normal is going to be. But they're getting together as community and they're working through this thing, and we've got to live our lives. You know, out here in the middle of nowhere, half of us have been vaccinated for coronavirus through some vaccine, blackleg vaccine that we give our cattle. You know? So we like to think we're immune to this thing, and actually we're not. But, you know, it's just something that I'm proud to be from South Dakota. The rodeo is a state sport. It's the number one sport here. It's a way of life. It's the way we grow up. It's our heritage. And I'm proud to be part of it, because if you get to know these kids, like Ann said, these are the salt of the earth kids. They're the A honor rolls. They're the all-star athletes. They're the state champions in their respective athletic events at school. And they're out here doing this on their own, competing with and against their best friends, you know, and their family. So I couldn't be more proud to be part of rodeo in South Dakota. And I think, as a whole, South Dakota has it figured out, and we're looked up to by the rest of the nation.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to In the Moment on SDPB Radio. We're talking sports and specifically high school rodeo right now with Ann Sunderman and Dale Christensen. Dale, you want to answer that question a little bit about family traditions and just how often that sort of the rodeo blood runs in the family?
I think as a whole in South Dakota, it's huge. You know, my family, my dad never rodeoed, my mom never rodeoed, but they put on rodeos. So I grew up doing it, being around it. My kids rodeoed. You know, I have the privilege of being the voice on that TV broadcast that you're talking about. So I get to, I know these people. I know their grandparents. I know their parents. So the names, I'll announce the kid's name. I may not know the kid personally, but I probably rodeoed with their grandparents maybe, or their parents for sure, you know. But the family heritage runs deep in rodeo. It's just like the ranching, and you know, not even so much the ranching anymore, because the you know, for lack of a better term, the town people have a few acres and some horses, and this is something that they can do too, and love to travel and feel the community involvement at each and every one of the rodeos. So, the community is, the heritage is unreal in the sport of rodeo like no other sport.
Yeah, I love watching that. So thank you for your voice. I didn't realize I didn't make that connection when we started talking, but I have learned a lot from you, Dale Christensen. Anne, are you on? Is it your voice too, Anne?
Sure. I would like to just intersect a little bit about, we can tell of the strong family ties and community ties and friendship ties in rodeo through our sponsorships. You know, as people pass on, whether they're older or unexpectedly, we have many memorials and many family members that give those proceeds to high school rodeo. And those long-term sponsors are help us keep along and keep doing what we do all year long.
Yeah. My favorite thing to watch, Dale, is cutting, because I'd never even heard what that was until I saw it. And I was like, I could watch that all day.
It's one of the best sports to do, but it's a little hard to watch. It's kind of like golf, a lot of people say, but the kids love it, and it's very, very addictive.
Yeah. What, do you have a favorite? That's not fair. You don't have a favorite. You like them all, right?
I like them all, but the steer wrestling and the saddle bronc, you know, I guess that's probably my favorites.
Yeah. Anne, how about you?
Oh, I would have to say the steer wrestling and goat tying, and I'm going to throw barebacks in there too, and that's probably because my kids did those events, or those were their favorites. So.
All right. SDPB brings you those state rodeo finals on June 16th, but there's lots happening between now and then. Anne Sunderman and Dale Christensen. Anne, thank you so much. We appreciate your time.
You're welcome.
Dale, thank you. Great to hear your voice.
Thank you very much.